The Israeli offensive in Gaza is generating anger in the Middle East, and today al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden may have sought to try to harness that anger with a new audio message. In it, a voice supposedly belonging to bin Laden urges Muslims to wage a holy war against Israel. The World's Aaron Schachter reports now on how the conflict in Gaza could affect the volatile Middle East for years to come.
Israel says the goal of its operation is to stop Hamas's rocket fire and to change the situation on the ground in Gaza. Analysts suggest that by the time the dust settles, the entire region could find itself changed. Hani Sabra is with the Eurasia Group. He says countries and groups that have been harshly critical of Israel, like Algeria, Syria, and Hezbollah, will be bolstered after the Gaza operation, while governments that have relations with Israel or that are aligned with the U.S. will be weaker.
Because they look like they're pressuring Hamas into a ceasefire, but there isn't anything that provides long-term relief for the Palestinians. It doesn't respond to their aspirations for statehood. It doesn't address any of the major grievances. It's basically stop fighting, and that situation seems to favor Israel.
As cruel as it may sound, one analyst says ultimately the best solution to the current conflict for Israel and for the region might be to let Israel and Hamas fight it out. Edward Ludvak is an analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
By stopping the war, you prevent war from accomplishing its only valid function, which is to bring peace.
Ludvak wrote a piece in the latest issue of the Foreign Affairs Journal called Give War a Chance. He says peace around the world has been the result of conflicts being resolved once and for all and not left to fester.
They were resolved by negotiation or they're resolved by war. By contrast, we have situations like Bosnia, where external powers intervened, imposed an arrangement, and what is there is not peace, but a kind of frozen war. And of course, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where wherever there is a war, which was supposed to settle something, instead, you have to stop the war.
The problem in this region, though, is that Palestinian aspirations for statehood has historically been a political football for regional powers, and that hasn't changed. Ziad Majid is a political researcher in Lebanon.
We are in a very important regional moment. Arab divisions, Saudi Arabia, Egypt from one side, some other countries around Syria from the other, Iran and its nuclear program. Iraq is in a very crucial moment if the Americans are going to leave within 2 years or not. It's true that the Palestinian cause is a card that each is trying to keep in order to bargain.
Majid says people in Lebanon are worried the political machinations surrounding Gaza might soon have very local implications. When Israel invaded Gaza in 2006, the militant group Hezbollah opened a second front by kidnapping Israeli soldiers along Lebanon's border with Israel. That sparked a month-long war. But analysts say that would only happen with approval from Hezbollah's main sponsor, Iran. And Iran is unlikely to give Hezbollah the green light, according to Meir Javadanfar. He's co-author of The Nuclear Sphinx of Tehran, about Iran's leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
The Iranians think long-term. I think they'll wait to fight at a time when it's more advantageous to them. If they attack Israel, that would give Israel a huge justification, and that may mean that the Israelis would launch a massive attack against Hezbollah.
And a Hezbollah loss could damage its political aspirations in Lebanon's elections this spring. But there are other non-state actors in the region, and not all of them are fazed by public opinion. The Gaza situation has, at least temporarily, replaced Iraq as a rallying cry for extremists, but they could be neutralized, according to Ahmed Yunus, a senior analyst at the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies. He says the new Obama administration needs to understand that Muslim grievance with Israel and the West is about policy, not religion, and that slight changes in U.S. foreign policy could have a huge effect.
Not an abandonment of Israel. Not a change in the fundamental approaches to U.S. foreign policy, but a change that is sourced in the best interest of the people of this part of the world. I mean, will the Israeli-Palestinian conflict be resolved tomorrow? No. But if the United States plays a significant role in job creation in the Arab world, certainly perceptions of Arabs towards the United States will fundamentally change.
Yunus says Gallup polls in the Middle East show that what's happening now is not a clash of civilizations or ideologies, but a desire by people here to be free and democratic. And at this moment in time, in the eyes of many in the region, Gaza is leading that charge. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.